I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to this week's Words on a Wire, when my guest will be Connie Voisin, who is a poet. Her third book of poems just came out. It's called Calle Florista, and it's from the University of Chicago Press. She is a professor at NMSU, which is near here at Las Cruces, New Mexico, in the MFA program. She teaches poetry, although she is currently on sabbatical, writing and living for a while in Northern Ireland, specifically in Belfast. So stick around, and we'll talk to poet Connie Voisin. As some of you may know, I am a writer, a fiction writer. Well, you better know that at this point if you ever listen to the show, and I'm sure everyone's read my books, but I'm a fiction writer currently working on a book about humor. And it's basically about the history of humor and about joke structure. And so I'm doing a lot of research. And of course, I'm a writer, so what interests me is literature. And I'm going to do a chapter on literary humor. And so one of the things that I did was I Googled literary humor, literary jokes, and I found this webpage that has nothing but literary knock-knock jokes. And as you know, knock-knock jokes are certainly one of the lowest forms of jokes. I thought it would be interesting to share some that I found. The webpage that I found these on describes these jokes as too brilliant for the New Yorker. They're very sure that these are literary jokes that only smart literary people can understand. So if you don't understand this, then it's probably because you're not literary enough. Although I have to tell you, the jokes really aren't that good. But here's, believe it or not, the best one on the whole webpage. Knock, knock. Who's there? Anthony Burgess. Anthony Burgess who? Clockwork Orange, you gonna let me in? And all they're doing, if you think about it, it's just a variation of the banana joke. You know, knock, knock, who's there? Banana, banana, who? Knock, knock, who's there? Banana, banana, who? Knock, knock, who's there? And, you know, ad nauseum until somebody finally says, who's there? And it says, orange, orange, who? Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? It's basically that joke because Anthony Burgess, as you know, is the writer of the novel Clockwork Orange. So that's the punchline. Clockwork Orange, you going to let me in? Now, remember, these are jokes too brilliant for the New Yorker. Here's another one. Knock, knock. Who's there? Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche who? When you gaze long into the people also gazes into you. It's a bad joke because it does absolutely nothing with the knock, knock form, right? It doesn't even need to be a knock, knock. It's just quoting or semi-quoting Nietzsche, replacing the word abyss with people. If you look into the abyss looks back at you. It would be like if I said, knock, knock, who's there? Connie Voisin. Connie Voisin who? The poem I write next will be better, which is a quote from one of her poems from Calle Florista, but it makes no sense. It not only does not take advantage of the form, but not even the knock-knock form itself, because that is a, you know, a structure, but it doesn't even have a pun like the first one, Clockwork Orange, you gonna let me in, which was also a bad joke. Here's a particularly bad joke. Knock, knock. Who's there? Ezra Pound. And I bet you can even anticipate the pun that they're going to use on this one, although I don't think it's very well used. Who's there? Ezra Pound. Ezra Pound who? Ezra Pound and Pound and Pound until you open up. Too brilliant for the New Yorker, these jokes. Okay, here's one. This is probably the worst. Knock, knock. Who's there? Eugene Ionesco. Eugene Ionesco who? Rhinoceros. Obviously, we all know that Ionesco wrote a play called Rhinoceroses, and it's a play where all the characters turn into rhinoceroses and they run around Paris acting like rhinoceroses. But still, the joke itself, knock, knock, who's there? Just rhinoceros? It's not even clever. The joke is clever on the level of the teller of the joke has read Ionesco or knows that Ionesco wrote a play with rhinoceroses. But other than that, there's no value to the joke. Just, you know, it shows that whoever utters it is clever. Clever is like when a five-year-old kid figures out their mommy's iPhone and the mommy says, oh, that's so clever. Now give me the phone back. They're just bad jokes. But for now, stick around and we'll talk to Connie Voisin.